This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red December wheat is 696 down 2.5. March, 698.25 down 3.25. Soft December, 646.75 down 3.5. March, 655 down 4.25. December corn, 415.75 down 2. July, 440 down 1.75. January soybeans, 1275.25 down 1. July, 1249.5 up 0.25. December soybean meal, 407.60 down 1.30. December soybean oil, 40.20 up 21. December live cattle, 131.15 up 20. November feeders, 164.50 up 12.5. And December lean hogs are 85.75. They're up 32.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Hi, Dave.
Boy, oh boy, it has been a dull market thus far this week.
Yes, you could say that. There's really, you know, I mean, the market is waiting for direction, and I think we might be stuck in this type of a pattern unless something really changes until we get to the January report. December report normally isn't anything that exciting, although, you know, it may be. In normal years, they don't change yield or anything like that on December. I can't speak for the fact that that might not change this year because of how odd everything is. But, yeah, they're trading ranges, just trying to figure out where they need to go.
Okay, what is the trading range for corn?
Well, if I look at March corn, I'd have to say I think that, you know, when you we did go down to that into that 422 area. 420, I think, was the contract or the new contract low that we put in yesterday. And when you look at that, I think the range for March is going to very much parallel what we've done in December. So I think that the range probably is somewhere from about that 410 level, maybe up to, if we're really fortunate, up to the 430. And if we get really fortunate, 440. But I don't think 440 is probably in the game for right now.
And on the bottom side, could we leak some air even further?
Oh, well, you know, the reality is we have a 398.25 low in December, and if you look at a technical chart on March, March just really parallels December in so very many ways with its strength. It's at 422. It's at the 415 area. You know, it's down at that 407 area. And then, of course, $4 should be strong support. And if you take a Fibonacci extension, it takes you all the way down to 384. So let's hope that we don't get to those levels. But, you know, it just depends upon, can we get some more buying coming out of China? I think that's the wild card. You know, what's our export market going to do?
Well, the export market has been pretty brisk at these price levels, surprisingly, although we occasionally get outbid by the Black Sea at these levels. I guess my question would be, if these price levels are fairly attractive, how soon might we be able to begin to work our way through the huge crop that is on top of us?
Well, I think the prices are attractive. There's no question. And when you look at inspections have been brisk. Of course, we did see, you know, China come in and cancel a cargo of corn, saying that, you know, it had a non-approved GMO in it. I look at cancellation, I have a different definition. I call it price negotiation, okay? And we are going to start to see more of that pop up because of the size of the carryover that we've got. If you remember back to the late 90s, we saw that happening all the time, and that was just primarily because we had an abundant crop. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see, as soon as we start to get some momentum to the higher side, we see some cancellations come in. That was the pattern back in the day, and it just wouldn't be a shock if we saw China take that position again. And I think the same thing's going to happen in beans, in all honesty. I think once we get to a point where they're comfortable. You know, I think to me the big question is how many beans have the exporters already got bought? I was disappointed. You looked at inspections on Monday of 87.8 million bushels. I mean, that was phenomenal, bigger than anybody expected it to be. Could we get any kind of a bounce out of that bean market? Absolutely not. And so I think that, in general, that says to me perhaps we've got farmers who are selling beans, which I think is a smart thing, and we have an exporter who's maybe not as excited about buying. He maybe has enough bought up until we get actually to the South American harvest.
Hmm. So if you are a hedger and you haven't done a whole lot to, up till now, are you putting your hope in some sort of basis play then now down the line?
I think that there's no question about that. I think basis could be the answer. You know, we've seen some interesting things on corn too. You know, we've seen some better basis right at this point in time. That makes me concerned, just from the standpoint that are we gonna fill up and get everything bought before the doors officially close, and then watch the futures go higher and watch the basis just drop out of bed. And, you know, we also remember that very vividly happening in the past. So I think if you've done nothing, you have to have some type of a plan as to when you're going to pull the trigger. A big problem that we have, of course, is, you know, we're coming close to the end of the year and it's income, and we don't have a tremendous need for income prior to the end of the year. And so I think it's going to back up a lot of the stocks. We're just going to see everything go into the bin and sit there, and then when we're going to have the real issues is when we get into the springtime and we have to start to move some grain perhaps, or even it may even defer all the way until we have to start to empty bins. It just depends upon the circumstances. But, you know, I think if a person is sitting back, you have to take into account what 14 can be looking like when it comes to corn. You know, even if we drop to 92 million acres, we have a trend line yield of 160. We're at 160.4 right now. Why won't the trade believe that? They will. And that would give us a 13.6 billion bushel crop. You know, we're going to have to definitely improve our demand. Now, we still have another 400 million we could pick up. We've been averaging about 1.8 billion per year. I think that's going to happen. I think that we're going to see some pickup in exports. I think we're going to probably see some pickup in animal feeds. But, you know, it's something that you know, as a producer, can't just hang your hat on and hope. You've got to stay on top of that market. And sometimes you have to make really uncomfortable decisions and make sales and then re-own it and limit your risk. Because the downside at this point in time, I hear the same thing from everybody. We can't go below $4. Can't is not a word that exists in the futures market.
To what degree, and we've got about a minute left, it's kind of a complex question, I'm sorry for that, does the EPA considerations of 15.21 billion bushels for the blend wall play into the marketplace?
Well, I think, you know, from a trader's perspective, it plays into the marketplace because it's opportunity. I think from a general perspective, it probably doesn't play as much into the market. I think that when you look at the blend has been active. It's been well above, you know, what the requirements have been, and I don't think it's going to be as big a deal as what they think. My bigger concern, Dave, in all honesty, when you look at the EPA, is what might happen to biodiesel and what that could do to us in terms of demand for bean oil being used for biodiesel. So I think it plays into the market, but it may not play in on corn as much as we think.
Yeah, clearly they're signaling they need to see advanced biofuels pushed.
Yes. Yeah, there's no question about that.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. December corn's 416 and three quarters, down one. July's 441, down three quarters. January soybeans are trading 1276, down a quarter. July, 1250 and a quarter, up one. December soybean meal at 408 is down 90 cents. December soybean oils, 4019, up 20. December wheat, 648, down 2 1/4. December hard red winter wheat at 695 and 3/4, down 2 3/4. And December lean hogs are trading 85.67 and a half, and they are up 25 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.